Yesterday we began learning Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, and we discussed the scenario as cited in the Mishnah Brura, in the event that there are a majority of Kohanim, even if there are very few Yisraelim, non-Kohanim present, still they would duchen, and that would be okay. Even so much as to say, if let's say there was only one non-Kohen, you can imagine the scene, you have a lot of Kohanim, you have this one guy in the middle of the shul, in the audience, that's fine, that's not a problem. But yesterday we left off with a question, what happens if you have a Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohan?
Now, in Tunisia.
For myself.
In Tunisia, the island of Jordan, all Kohanim.
All Kohanim. Okay, so this... This is the question that's presented later on in the same siman. Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim, what happens in this scenario? So what do? Do we have them all duchen? One of them does? So it depends. What does it depend on? So it's like this. Imein Shom El Asara. Let's say you have exactly 10 Kohanim, and that's including the Chazan as well, the Shliach Tzibor. Kulam Olin L'duchen. Every single person gets up and they duchen. So who's in the audience? No one. A lot of empty seats. So he asks, well, Lami Mevarchin, who are they saying this bracha to? And we mentioned already before that the bracha also applies to the Kohanim themselves. But the language of the Mechaber is Le'acheihem Shemasados, to their brethren who are in the fields. They're not here right now. They're out doing whatever they're doing. So the bracha is not only for the people that are in the shul, it also applies to Klal Yisrael in general. So who's going to answer Amen? They can't answer Amen to your own bracha. Hanashim Ataf. So the women and the children that are present in the shul at that time, they'll be the ones that will be answering Amen. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. When it says that everyone duchens, it says, of course, that excludes the Shliach Tzibor himself. Shliach Tzibor, who's in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Sha'af Shehu Kohen, even though he himself is a Kohen. We paskin, we hold the Shliach Tzibor Kohen, V'yeshem Kohanim Acherim, there's other Kohanim, Lo Yisa is Kapov, he himself should not duchen, Ashu Muftach Lasu Tfilasu, even though he's pretty confident and comfortable with the davening, that he feels that he can go right back to the continuing of the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, we don't want to do that, rather we have him focused on the repetition, and everyone else does the Nesias Kapayim, does the duchening. Now, when it says who answers Amen, it says the Nashim Vataf, women and children. So he says, of course, that's only im yeshnam sham, if they're there. If they're not there, then no one's answering Amen. So is that a problem? Not really. Because im einam sham, gam kein noisin kapayim, they can still do the Nesias Kapayim, even if there's absolutely no one out there whatsoever, they're all up on stage. D'anias Amen ein ma'akivis a bracha. A person can say a bracha. You say a bracha on a fruit or whatever, you don't have to wait till someone's around for you to be able to, so they can answer Amen. Of course, that enhances the bracha. But nonetheless, if there's no one around, then the Nesias Kapayim is still done in that way.
What about the Kohen Shliach Tzibor?
He's the one who just died. He doesn't do it. He just said he doesn't do
it. He doesn't answer Amen.
He doesn't. Again, for the same reason, is because we're concerned that it may disturb his davening. He won't be able to get back in the flow of things. Now, the Be'er Heitev asks, based on the language of the Mechaber, that it says, who answers Amen Nashim Ataf? Who is the bracha for? Achem Shabasados, the brothers in the field. So what do you mean? Maybe the bracha is for the women, the children? Why is it only the people that aren't there? So interesting what he says. He says, because Bahadulam Rinan Debirchanim L'Nashim, that the bracha is for the women and the children, is because when we read the critical reading of the Pasuk, it says, Kosavarchu as B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael could become to exclude B'nos Yisrael. So the bracha is really geared toward the men. Maybe the women don't need a bracha. They're fine on their own. We need more brachos. So that's only a situation where there are exactly 10. What happens, let's say there's 12, 15 Kohanim, and only 15 Kohanim. So the Mechaber says, V'im Yesham Yosim Yasara, there's more than 10. Hayesarim Miasara Yalu, the ones that are above the 10, so let's say there's 15, so the last 5 people, they'll duchen, V'yavarchu, V'asara onim achareihim amen. And they have 10 kohanim that are, at this very rare circumstance, they will not do nesias kapayim. Rather, they will be part of the quorum that will answer amen. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why? Well, if it's a situation where you have 10 kohanim and 10 kohanim only, they all duchen, you don't need anyone to answer amen. So why are we so concerned if, let's say, you have 15, now all of a sudden only 5 are going to be duchening? So he says as follows, Hatam, dekivan sheish asara gedolim sheochel anos amen al bracha. Since now we have, in addition to the 10, we have other kohanim, so now you can have 10 people that can answer amen properly. Mutav, it's better, shiskaim ushneim, that both aspects are taken care of. V'yemiksasim olin v'asar yanu amen. So this way, you have the best of both worlds. People are answering amen, people are duchening, and therefore that's fine. How exactly is that decided? Which 5 comes up, which 10 stays? Of course, that probably a nice little machlokas can emerge from that as well. The Be'er Halacha discusses and says it doesn't have to be 15, as I just said that example. Meloshen Zeh, since it says Yoser Masara, what's more than 10? 11. It says, Efilu Yesh Rak Achad Aser. You have 11 Kohanim. Ha'echem Nevarech La'asara Yanu Amin. So you'd have just one Duchen, and the other 10 Kohanim would just be sitting there. So whichever way you slice it, there's certainly you have to understand when what to do in each particular unique situation. Now, it seems like such an interesting and nice thing to do, so maybe that would probably inspire the non-Kohanim out there to also want to take part in this lovely service. On this, the Ramah, in the first halacha, says, don't do that. Ve'en lazar lisa kapov. A non-Kohen is not allowed to do nesias kapayim. Ve'afilim kohanim achayim. And if you want to mix it in with a bunch of other kohanim, dezar over baseg. If a non-Kohen would do any form of nesias kapayim, you've actually violated a positive command. Where does any positive commandment that says a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to do nesias kapayim? So again, Mishnah Berurah explains the critical reading of the psukim. What does the pasuk say? This is the way that you should give the bracha to them. Atem v'lo zarim, which implies that only you, the Kohen, is allowed to do so, but not a zar, not a stranger, non-Kohen. And that's called a v'lav habo mechol aseh. When you have a lav, which is inferred, which comes from a positive commandment, that's also considered to be an aseh, a positive commandment. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, quoting the words of the Sefer Magen Giborim, he says, Dahad Amra, that which the Torah says, Atem v'lo zarim, excluding non-Kohanim, in Iraq, b'mischavin l'kavanas ha-mitzvah. That's only if you, as a non-Kohen, say, I don't care. Why do they get to do it? I can do it just as well as they can. And I want to be mekayim this mitzvah. Then you've actually violated the mitzvah saseh, aval. But if we have some guy that just doesn't know any better, ilo mechavin klal kavanas ha-mitzvah, you didn't intend to do anything wrong. Rak shlul avar al divri chaverov. You have some friends, they're not so nice, they're trying to trick you and say, oh yeah, go up. Shechash v'shu kohen, because they themselves thought you were kohen and you didn't know any better what was going on in the service. V'yarmu alei l'duchen, go up to the platform and duchen. Then pshita dein kani sir asei klai, didn't do anything wrong because you didn't have any intention, even though you did the mitzvah, but you didn't have the intention to do so. And this brings us back to what we discussed last week. We discussed with regard to Sfiras Omer whether or not mitzvah srichas kavana. According to this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says it must be that when you do a mitzvah, you need to have kavana, intention to perform that mitzvah. So in this individual who didn't have any intention to really do anything wrong, he didn't have the intention to do nesias kapayim, if he would have known that a non-Kohen is not to do it, he wouldn't have done it. So therefore we see from this concept that mitzvos srichos kavana, that you need to actually have kavana before you perform a mitzvah. The ilav hachi, because if it wouldn't be this situation, einu mutar, raf davki imachavin beferish shlo l'shem mitzvah. The only way it would be permissible is if he would explicitly state that I am not wishing to fulfill the mitzvah of what I'm about to do. So you can look at this and say, well, how does this really apply to us? Okay, I'm not going to go up there. I'm not going to duchen. I'm probably not going to do it. I'm not a Kohen. I'm not going to pretend I'm a Kohen. But the question is that when the drasha of Atem v'lo zarim says you cannot do nesias kapayim, don't we? In other words, let's say for example you have the custom on Erev Yom Kippur of giving a bracha to your child, to your grandchild, or some people have this minhag on Shabbos itself on Friday night before Kiddush that they give a bracha to their child. Now, I have that custom, and I'm not a Kohen. And many other people do this exact same thing, placing their hands on their child, or certainly saying the words that the Kohanim say. So isn't that, apparently it's a prohibition, because that's a form of Nesias Kapayim, lifting up your hands and saying these words. So the Be'er Halacha says as follows. He says, and even though Amra Torah Atem V'lo Zarim, that you're not allowed to Duchen, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, Eich Mutter V'zar L'varech, he asked the question, how is it possible for a non-Kohen to make the bracha Echol Chaveru B'loshen Zeh, says it to his friend or to his child in this exact language. Imkein Yesh Rayam in Minhag Olam, must be, maybe one answer, is the Kaimulan Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Again, that the only time you violate it is if you had the intention to fulfill the Mitzvah Nesias Kapayim. But you giving a bracha to your child, you're not doing it because you're a Kohen. So that may be one possible explanation. But Ulai, it's possible another explanation. The reason for this custom that came about, which is a Minhag of, which obviously there's must be a Makar, a very important source to it. Mishum Desfirlhu Kabach. We hold like the Bach that says the Davka Befrisas Yadayim over Hazar Basay. The only time that's a prohibition is when you're actually doing as the Kohanim do by lifting up your hands in the same fashion. But by saying those words, you haven't violated anything. Inami, or finally a different answer, why it's certainly not an issue, a problem of giving a bracha to one's children using these words or saying it to a bracha to another person. Mi sheomer psukim elu shel berchas Kohanim below tefila ben Kohen ben Yisrael. It's not considered an issue whatsoever, because certainly when you're saying these brachos, you say it to your child, you're saying it to a friend to give them a blessing, you're not doing it during the tefillah like the Kohanim do, and the whole prohibition of a zar, non-Kohen, giving this bracha in the Nesias Kapayim is only at the time of tefillah.